Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Kilmeade with Fox News Channel. You're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk. Do not change that dial.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. How desperate is the Democrat Party? Desperate enough to try to assassinate the opposition party leader to stay in power? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you, Audrey. Happy to be with you again.
That's great to have you with us. And my gosh, I mean, things seem to be changing by the hour lately. So we're going to try to keep up here. So Trump was beating Biden pretty brutally in the polls, with Democrat voters even in New York City turning to Trump. And calls for Biden to drop out of the race came, right? And we know he has, but they came. And then other Dems continued to support him. Then suddenly his opposition, President Trump, is almost assassinated. Is that like a coincidence, as they always call them?
Well,
doesn't look like.
It's hard to tell today whether it's a coincidence, a conspiracy. I mean, there's so much out there. No wonder the American people are so confused about what's going on in our government, especially because all they do is create chaos and disruption. We've never seen this before in America.
No, it's unbelievably disturbing. When it happened, and the thing was, I'm sure you saw it on social media and in the news, that they were trying to minimize the, it was just grazed, and not even paying attention to the fact or ignoring the fact that this was an assassination attempt. Am I correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we had, and this was an uber failure of the Secret Service. And I'm sure you saw what was going on because sure. you have a lot of DEI hires there because the woman who we're going to mention that just resigned, the head, she was trying to make 30% women. And that is not what, just like you don't do that in any job. You don't do it by what someone's gender is or their skin hue. It's what is required for the job. And these two women that were, one was crouching behind the president. You're supposed to throw your body on the president. You were like a human shield, basically. Neither of them did that. But it was the fact that he was able to get off shots. It was unbelievable. And she then was called before the House Oversight Committee. This is Cheadle I'm talking about. She,
correct.
She embarrassed herself. I mean, she revealed herself as a disgrace. Am I correct?
She revealed herself as she is, okay?
Yeah.
She's not a competent person.
No.
She's not an honest person.
No.
She typically, like most in the administration, Mayorkas and Merrick Garland, even the Defense Department generals and admirals, they don't tell the truth. They don't deal in reality. And so they play the political game to the nth degree. To confuse America, and America is confused by these people. We're even confused about what's going on with Joe Biden right now. So it's a sad state of affairs, but you're right. She stepped down today, as I understand.
Yes.
But that that presentation she made in somber look, I mean, there was no passion, there was no excitement. She was just like Joe Biden almost, not quite as pale and but, you know, it's a shame that these people just can't even answer a yes or no question. They've got to work around it. They're not honest. And that's why, you know, the book we wrote earlier last year, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, we said, you know, chapter one, we have to have a spiritual awakening across the board in America. Get back to honesty, integrity, and trust. And none of these people in government reflect that.
Well,
it appears.
Exactly. The thing that bothered me the most about this woman is the fact that she would say, they double speak, okay? They say, well, the buck stops here, okay? But and this is but it didn't, because it was an utter failure. You're the head, so anyone that has any integrity would resign. Right. And yet,
absolutely.
Yeah, she had
well,
to be
if you've
forced.
Ever heard Christopher Wray from the FBI, he does the same thing.
They
hedge. They don't answer the question. And if they just answer the question and own up to whatever it is, they would be much better off.
Well, here's the other question I have. Now, you know, this is something that I'm still stunned by this, but with the Communist Democrats. They do not understand, or they do, and they don't want us to understand what it is, a conflict of interest. So you have failed miserably. You cannot investigate yourself. There has to be someone else to look into what happened, not you, because you were in charge, and you certainly don't want to make yourself look bad, correct?
Well, but they look bad. They don't understand. It's just the reverse.
Yeah.
If they were honest, the appearance would be much different, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But and I'm sure you saw some of the clips, unless you had had the time to watch it, with her not answering questions. Simple things. What were the perimeters for his security? Oh, I'll have to get back to you. Why do they come so unprepared?
Because they're not very bright people. You have to understand these people in this executive branch, just like many in Congress, they're not very bright people. They politic, they get elected, or they get in line to get a job in the government. But my association, the interviews I've had, they're not very bright people. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they're not competent like we've had in the past in America.
Yeah,
You have all these DEI hires where they're trying to put in people less qualified. The Pentagon's even doing it. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, a black four-star, he wants to have more black pilots. It doesn't have anything to do that with flying an airplane.
No.
You got to have skill. The same thing in the Secret Service. You have to have skills.
Exactly. Well, you have standards for a reason. So it's the person right. that meets the standard, not it's skin hue and gender are not the part of the standard. Am I correct?
But they've lowered the standards, right?
Yeah.
They've done it in the military, strength and weight requirements. Yeah. It's across the board. That's what DEI does. It's happened in the academies.
It's like a cancer, to be honest. It really is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then son, this is the surprise. So as of Saturday, as far as we knew, Biden was still in it. He had a lot of supporters, right? Then Sunday afternoon, in an unofficial manner, Biden drops out of the race on X, on a platform. Not even his staff knew, because they found out how on X. The letter he supposedly wrote was on personal stationery and with, what I understand, a very suspicious signature. So what's going on here?
I'm getting the word that something medically happened to Joe on his trip, whether it was Las Vegas or some other place.
Yeah, I think it was Las Vegas, yeah.
And something happened to him. So it's a massive cover-up on his exact state or condition of his health right now, his mental ability. So he obviously is getting sicker and sicker by the day, mentally and physically. You can see it.
Yeah.
And so that's why he should step down immediately, because we can't have anybody as the president of the United States in that situation with all the threats we have against America.
Yeah, and yet he just stepped down just from the race, from so. What what in the world is the deep state doing here? If Kamala is going to be, because obviously she's got enough votes for the convention, even though it hasn't happened yet, she's got like 2,000, that she's the presumptive nominee. But you have infighting going on in the Democrat Party right now. You have some that want her, that you have the coven, or some people call them the squad, with AOC and those women. They want her. The Black Caucus wants her. And but you have Obama, who doesn't, Soros, who doesn't. First you had Pelosi, didn't want her, and now she does want her.
The Clintons don't want her.
Who doesn't? The Clintons don't.
Don't want her. Obama's don't want her. I don't think she's going to be the nominee. They're going to have an open convention. They're going to go with something like Senator Kelly or the governor of Pennsylvania, or Joe Manchin's even coming back into the fold. But they're going to go with a stronger ticket than they can produce with Kamala, my opinion.
Yeah. But let's be honest, Paul. Isn't it really like putting lipstick on this pig? Because no matter who they choose, nothing.
Trump's going to kick their ass. Whoever they choose, Trump's going to kick their ass. I'm sorry.
That's true.
They're going to kick their ass all over the place.
But people need to understand that nothing is going to change. It's the same policies and the same goal of destroying this country. No matter whose face they, because like I said, it's like putting lipstick on a pig. The pig is their policies and their goal to destroy this country. So it doesn't matter who they put there, whether it was Joe Biden or Kamala Harris.
Yeah. They're going to do everything dirty to win, but I think the polls are going to be much more secure. A chain of evidence. I had an interview with a wonderful woman out of Arizona, Maricopa County, and they're going to the ballots. You have to show your identity. You have to sign in. You have to have a trace that you're a citizen and so on. They're doing that in Maricopa. So there's a lot of work going on in the counties. And Laura Trump has amassed a force that's going to be across the states, particularly the swing states, the 6 or 7. And so there's a lot of work that's going to go on to ensure that they won't have the same stolen election as in 2020. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes, so we'll have to see what happens. But they're going to create maybe some kind of a natural disaster, declare martial law. They're up to a lot of things. But in the end, Trump is going to win.
Yeah. So do you think you don't think Kamala's going to be the one they're going to pick, right?
No, I don't think so. She's not strong enough. She has very poor poll numbers. They're rallying around her now. They're raising money, but that's all a facade.
Yeah, I figured
nobody likes her.
No, well, don't you remember?
She's not a likable person.
Exactly. Don't you remember when she was running with the whole crew there when they didn't know? She had to drop out because her numbers were so low.
Plus, she's stupid.
I know. Yeah. Every time she opens her mouth, we kind of get that clue. Right?
She's no leader. She never has been.
No. As a matter of fact, her record is disastrous because now they're bringing out her record and what she did. Unfortunately, she is known as a pothead. But she was putting black men in prison in California for pot. She's got a pretty atrocious, record herself.
She has a record, Audrey. She has a record. It's a bad record.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even as vice president, she can't do her job. Totally inept.
Exactly. No, I couldn't agree
That's
more.
That's why the Democrats are not going to keep her.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I mean, I agree with you. I think
all facade.
Right. They're pretending that they're supporting her, but if they are, then Obama wouldn't keep saying he's going to have an open. They're going to have an open convention. So, yeah. Do they think we don't know the difference?
And it's not about money anymore.
No, it's not.
We go up to the election, it's not about money. They can throw all the TV ads they want to or do whatever.
Yeah.
Trump gets all the free publicity anyhow. He doesn't have to spend any money on publicity.
No.
He gets it every day.
Yeah. But I still have to say it was pretty repulsive what some Democrats were doing, trying to not only minimize it, but then they were trying to say it was staged. They were trying to say the assassination was staged.
Oh, I know all that stuff.
I mean, come on.
We haven't heard the last of what happened there. But, when I got back from Vietnam in 1966, I was at Fort Benning, Georgia, and they gave me the job of rewriting the sniper program for the U.S. Army. That was back in 1966.
Right.
And then I taught a lot of the people in the Middle East sniper operations in 2012 and 2013, when I spent a lot of time over in Turkey, Syria, and some other locations there. But so I understand sniper operations pretty well. But, one of the questions I had, if it's an inside job, an inside planned job on Trump,
right?
Why would you pick a 20-year-old to take out a president?
Right.
You want a trained sniper.
Right.
And knows how to do that. And you have camouflage. You never go on an open roof. You shoot out of a window or shoot out of someplace where they can't see you. I mean, this was an amateur operation at best.
Of course, yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't Trump staging it like they were saying to make himself look. And I thought to myself, how dumb is that? But the fact is they know they were hoping to eliminate him, and the only kind of monsters that would feel that way would be communists, because that's the only way they can win. The people won't vote them in, not legitimately. The people are suffering in this country right now, and look, as we're speaking, the border is still wide open. Yeah,
that's why I wrote this book.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you about. Now, why don't you please share?
This is my fifth book in the last year and a half. The last one was Beyond Treason, which I think you may have.
Yes, I do.
Where we nail all the organizations and individuals.
A brilliant book.
Of conducting treason.
Yeah.
Dismantling of America is how they've worked together for decades now to dismantle the Constitution and our country, dismantle our constitutions, including our military. And this is exactly what communist ideology is all about. But today, they've been able to take that communist ideology and match it with very advanced information warfare programs. And they can do that over the internet now and so on and so forth. And that didn't exist before.
Right.
So it's a whole new betrayal and treason that they've conducted. Our own people conducting it. Our own people, our own CIA, FBI.
The CIA,
totally infected.
Well, yeah, the FBI, and this is, I mean, well, from Beyond Treason, you should first get Beyond Treason, because the way you've laid everything out there makes it very clear and understandable for anyone that's not privy to this kind of information. But in the dismantling of America, what is it exactly from Beyond Treason? Where does the information take us there that will help everyone understanding what's happening?
Well, it really
right
goes
now
in depth on tracing back how groups and individuals supported by the likes of a George Soros, for example, funded and changing America forever, which was in Obama's speech. He's the he's the ringmaster there in Washington. He's been running everything, supported by some of these globalists, some of these people on Wall Street, for example, who've gotten very rich, by the way, since Biden's been in there. But it's all totally orchestrated. And so when you want to dismantle a country, you do it through influencing the population. And that's what they've done in our universities with our young men and women. And so it's pervasive. It's been introduced with critical race theory that's being taught in our schools, universities, in the Department of Defense. They, you know, they have a whole education system throughout the world, schools and that within the Department of Defense. So you have a lot of teachers, a lot of hires. They're all DEA, a lot of them now. And they're still teaching CRT, which has actually been outlawed by government Supreme Court action, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Question here. When it comes to the military, what is the first thing that President Trump has to do when it comes to that?
Well, that's a great question, and I should send you a 35-page plan that the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. By the way, our website is standupamericaus.org.
Right.
You can order all our books there, all our publications. But the foundation with my team, we prepared a 35-page to-do list for Trump. We're going to fire half the generals and admirals. We're going to do away with half of the political appointees in the Pentagon. We're going to rename the Department of Defense to the Department of the Armed Forces of America.
I love that.
We're going to put a 5-star admiral or general in that reports directly to the president down to the command, so it's command-driven, not staff-driven. We won't have a chief of staff of the Army anymore. He'll be the commander of the Army, commander of the naval forces, and so on. And so it's a very big change. That's a model we've set, and we're giving that to Trump, and we're also advising Trump to bring back 4 to 6 retired senior generals or admirals that understand, like Patton did, like Eisenhower, MacArthur, those kind of people have been trained under those kind of generals in the past. And we have a whole group now that we're putting together, so Trump can call them in as a round table.
Right.
King Arthur and the round table, right?
Right.
And he can look at these sage generals and admirals that can give them reality of what has to be done, because the Pentagon, the armed forces, won't change from within.
No, of course not.
But they need to be re-imaged. We need a new image. That's why we're changing the name to the Armed Forces of America.
Right.
Whole new image for our military.
Yeah, yeah. Any suggestions who should be? Well, you said you're not going to have the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We're going to take Austin out, obviously.
Right. Yeah. And we'll keep some of the political appointees, like because that's part of our Constitution and so on, that we will actually have Secretary of Defense, Secretary of the Army. But right. when you go down from there, these assistant secretaries, you have duplicate staffs in the Pentagon. So we're going to eliminate half of those and just focus on a command-driven force that can meet the future threats against America.
Right.
Any we're going to take out the cartels.
Right.
The military operation.
Any suggestion for who should be SecDef?
No.
No? Not yet. Okay. I know that was a sneaky question. Anyway, Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and order? I mean, there's so many books, listeners, that you really need to get these in your library. But everything, including Beyond Treason and the dismantling of America, where can they do all that?
That on Amazon, being Barnes & Noble, Dismantling of America, other bookstores, airports, and standupamericaus.org website.
Excellent.
Go there. If you order it off the website, then I personally autograph those books.
Excellent. Oh, excellent. Okay. And as listeners, the holidays are coming. Do it now. This is, you know, because when the rush happens, you may not be able to get them. And as always, I have these links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments on all these issues. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work,
you.
And may God save America. Bye for now.